no coal. But when they did burn coal, one of my sisters that lived in Maryland burned coal, and in a scuttle, you'd carry it in and out of it, called a scuttle, a coal scuttle. And when you bought one of those, a little shovel came with it to throw it into the fire.
Yeah, a little, you wheel things around in a...
Wheelbarrow.
And what do we use for transportation this day and time?
Oh, now, anything you can name except an airplane we don't have. Cars, tricycles, motorbikes, bicycles, trucks.
Most people around here drive.
Just anything I named you. Just depends what
type of trucks, any different types of trucks?
The world's of trucks, more trucks now than there was. People are buying the trucks in preference to a car because they can use a truck for so much more than a car. The world's of new trucks out here.
If something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you had to...
An oil can.
Okay. What about the hard, solid stuff you'd use? On a wagon wheel, you put...
Axle grease. That was a special grease, just for axle, black.
Took that and...
Had a little piece of wood, and you'd take it out, it came in cans like that. You just dab a dab on it with a piece of wood, a little paddle or something.
So you did what?
You had a little piece of wood, a little paddle or something, you'd dab that because it was black. You didn't want to get it on your hands unless you had to.
You got your hands.
And you just put a smear of it on the axle.
So you did what, Iron?
A grease axle, with axle grease.
And you usually end up getting your hands?
No, I never did do that. I don't know. But more or less, I guess you would.
Well, you knew your husband had been out working on his car when he came in and his hands were all...
Well, now, you didn't put axle grease on a car. That was for, as far as I know, that was for regular farm stuff. I never saw him put no axle grease on an axle of an automobile. He might have done it now, I don't know.
Did when people came in here and started drilling, did it change the country a lot or change the town and county?
No, we hadn't had that much activity really. What has helped this place, of course it's helped, and I'm not going to say not any, but not as much as people would think, is the plains in Baton Rouge. So many people from here go to work in Baton Rouge, in St. Francisville, up at the paper mill, and down at Plankman. But to say that the real drilling, not drilling itself, hasn't helped here and hasn't changed the picture too much. So
I heard about a well up in Livonia, just up the road.
Oh yeah, it spewed out the other day, and I don't think they have it under control yet. They said it would take 2 weeks. The 2 weeks is nearly up, but it wasn't burning. It was just losing the gas. And they had to be very careful on account of igniting it, but so far everything had gone well. But I can't say that we've had any drastic help now. What really did change this place is I-10, this road.
Yeah. What type of road is that? What surface road? That's a, you say that's a...
Well, that's a...